Russia removed from a UN commission. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. United Nations members voting Thursday to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council.
That vote was in response to global outrage over atrocities committed by Russian troops in Bucha. Bodies are still being retrieved from the rubble, and the Ukrainian government releasing what it claims are intercepted radio recordings of a Russian commander instructing soldiers to, quote, take out civilians in a village outside Mariupol. It comes just a day after the mayor of Mariupol said more than 5,000 civilians have been killed in the city.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in western Ukraine. Fox News correspondent Benjamin Hall making his first public comments since being wounded covering the war last month. Posting on social media from a hospital in Texas, he's lost half of one leg, his foot from the other leg, his hand is being repaired. He can't see out of one eye and his hearing is pretty blown. But Hall adds he feels damn lucky. His colleagues, cameraman Pierre Zakshevsky and producer Sasha Kushinova, were killed when their vehicle came under attack outside the Ukrainian capital. History Thursday in Washington as the Senate voted to confirm Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Jackson becomes the 116th justice to serve on the Supreme Court. She weathered hearings which were more contentious than many expected. Now, only three Republicans voted yes: Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitt Romney. Collins and Murkowski had voted to confirm Jackson before. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, he had said that GOP members were concerned about Jackson's views on a litany of issues. Now, the court won't seat Jackson until the summer. Justice Stephen Breyer won't step down until the court finishes its term.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Wall Street rebounding Thursday. The Dow gained 87 points. NASDAQ up 8. The S&P 500 closed 19 points higher. Crude oil prices staying below $100 a barrel. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal appeals court has overturned a lower court ruling and reinstated President Biden's order that requires federal employees to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. The U.S. Navy wants to decommission billions of dollars in relatively new vessels.
Years ago, the Navy wanted smaller, faster warships that could chase down pirates. Now they want to decommission nine ships in the Freedom class of ships. Those cost a total of $4.5 billion to build, and the oldest among them is 10 years old. The Navy wants to free up the money used to maintain those ships and use it to build a more lethal fleet that can stand up to Russia or China. The Navy's proposed budget plans to decommission 24 ships, including five cruisers and a pair of Los Angeles-class submarines. Members of Congress are expected to balk at the idea of scrapping ships that aren't considered all that old. Sean Manchel, Fox News.
South Carolina has set 3 weeks from today as the execution date for Richard Moore, who'd killed a convenience store clerk during a robbery. Unable to get lethal injection drugs, South Carolina hasn't put anyone to death in more than a decade. Next week, Moore will be asked to choose by which method he will die, either electrocution or firing squad. Less than 2 months before the start of hurricane season, experts are predicting an active one.
The Colorado State University forecasting team releasing their annual hurricane season projection numbers Thursday. The university's Tropical Meteorology Project predicts there will be a total of 19 named tropical storms, 9 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes appearing in the Atlantic Ocean, the Caribbean, and the Gulf of Mexico. The group, which has been issuing forecasts since 1983, says the 4 major storms this year will be Category 3 hurricanes or higher. And they say the reason we'll see such an active season is warmer than average waters. The hurricane season will run from June 1st to November 30th. In New York, Steve Bender, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.